This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Tonight, everybody, once again, as we stroll through the tsunami coming out of Washington, and what is the buzz in your backyards? It's all about Comey, Comey, Comey. There's no question. And whether or not some memo was leaked, and where did the leak come out of, etc., the former FBI chief claimed in a write-up of dinner with the president that the president asked him to let go of the investigation into the then National Security Advisor Mike Flynn because he's a good guy. And this was actually written after a February 14th meeting with Donald Trump. The White House denies the claim. They say it's not truthful or accurate. It's not a portrayal of that conversation whatsoever, but Comey accused the president of asking him to close the federal investigation. According to the New York Times, that's exactly what was said. The Times, according to the memo, read to New York Times reporter. And Comey reportedly wrote the memo immediately after he met with Trump as part of an effort to document situations in which the president sought to interfere with the FBI's operations. So on Tuesday night, Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, fired off a letter to the acting FBI director, McCabe, requesting to see all memos, notes, summaries, and recordings between Comey and Trump by May 24th. Said he wanted to see them all. And he tweeted out, because I guess that's what everybody does now, that at GOP Oversight is going to get the Comey memo if it exists. I need to see it sooner rather than later. I have my subpoena pen ready. So there is some, there is some buzz about that, certainly. And besides that, what else is making the rounds, I think, is the classified info, and whether some classified info was dumped out there or not and discussed. And of course, we're talking about the president, whether or not anything was revealed to the Russians during an Oval Office meeting last week, and who did that put at risk and all of that. So that's what you heard at some point, I'm sure, during your day, if you were listening to talk radio at all, or you flipped on the tube. That was absolutely part of what was churning and burning out there. And then quickly, I'll say this at the top. I always say it's like being at the craps table. But listen, if you're retired, you might have had some money in the markets, because I think, I'm not a financial advisor, but I think it's about diversification. So the markets have been pretty decent, honestly, since Trump took over as president. I have to say that the Nasdaq shot up high again. The S&P and the Dow Jones were down slightly, but tech stocks did pretty well. And so watching the market has been fascinating to me in the last, 4 or 5 months, because even if there's a dip, it seems to really bounce back rather high. And this is because of business and what the president, I think, talks about when it comes to business a lot of times, and then, of course, earnings reports, and then that blasts those numbers a lot higher. It's crazy to me that, what's considered negative news and how that flips and flops like a flounder in a boat all over the place. Crazy. All right, we got our first one up. Of course, always the Grand Dame. It's fun to have her call in. Izzy, hello, how are you?
The Grand Dame, that sounds like one of my cat champions.
That is a compliment, so there you go.
Thank you. And thank you to Dan for the nice compliments, but I'm not really brilliant, Dan. I just read a lot. And by the way, had I known you were steaming on women, I could have sawn my boots in the ring. And another thing, leave the dog alone. That's refreshing. It's like the
leave
family.
The dog alone. It is a family. Yes, the dog is, he knows he is so central to everything. That's funny.
And the next time Tomas wants to sing, we'll do a conference call. I can pull out my guitar or I can go to my piano. Take your pick, Tomas.
I like that.
But leave poor Paul alone. I mean, come on. Okay, you can do a little laundry, too.
You guys are ganging up on me. I love it.
This is one of the best other halves.
Halves? You think he is, huh?
No, the segment. It was when I was laughing myself silly.
Yeah.
Like, listen here, Paul. If I can do 8 loads of wash in one day, going up and down basement stairs with my portable oxygen, you can do a couple at least.
At least.
I mean, seriously, I had 8 huge loads. I go through once a month. I do everything. And Sunday was the day, and I was like, and he's whining, somebody's whining about getting their laundry done? Please.
I know. I'm with you. I agree.
Just get in.
He needs to do it. Yeah,
I even have all mine folded and put away.
Of course, you do everything well. I'm not shocked.
No, I don't. Today I was a real bitch at the store. Ugh, people. I wonder I only go out once a month, and I'm sick of hearing about Comey. I'm so sick of it. Talk about something fun for a change, or talk about the Hammonds who are out there in Oregon, or rather Nevada. I guess they're going to be tried in Nevada. Mm. I mean, what a sick, disgusting government out there. Bunch of loony liberals. Well, they are. Yeah, I remember a caller called in that she said, liberals, more logic. Prove it.
Well, even Bill Maher, who does a show once a week, he says the liberals have screwed up and they've screwed up the Democratic Party.
Oh, well, they've gotten so over the top since Trump got elected. I mean, even Democrats are starting to complain. I hear that all the time. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're not the ones out there making asses of ourselves. I'm not out there in street dressed up in vagina costumes or a penis costume or pink ears. I'm sitting at home. And like I tell everybody, hey, you know what? You can blog all day long. You can get on talk radio, but until you start writing letters and holding your Congress people's feet to the fire, nothing will change. That takes about 2,000
letters. That is so true.
So get to it and do it. Tell Paul if he needs help with laundry, I'll weave my way down there on the train and I'll smack it out.
I love it. Thanks, Izzy. You're hilarious.
Bye-bye.
That was good stuff. I love it. She's right. She's saying she's got oxygen, and she's sitting there, and she's figuring out a way to do the laundry. You just do it. You don't procrastinate. You just do it. That's exactly 100% right. She always nails it, like I said. All right, coming up on the flip side, what's going on with the Bill Cosby trial? They're getting ready for that thing. And some other odds and ends as well as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Hope you're having a good one, everybody. Stay with us here on ATN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here on America Tonight, coming up on the show, we have a mailbag. Mailbag was full. There were a lot of interesting areas that we're going to hit on in the mailbag. And then our nightly Forbes feature. We've got that second part with, who I think is a really fascinating person, Ruth Hedges from Global Crowdfunding Convention. We talked the other day about exploding cats and the fact that, you know, that's a whole thing with crowdfunding. Anybody can fund you, whatever the amount is. It could be a huge amount or a little amount. And the cat exploding people just wanted $100,000 and they got way more than that. So an interesting conversation with Ruth. The second part of that is coming up. All right. Along the lines of what Izzy was saying, talk about something fun. I'm tired of hearing about Comey. You know what's going on in TV? I don't know if any of you are TV watchers. I've talked about, it's like an iffy deal with me because there's too much going on, and I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying some shows, but I can't tell you the last time I watched a regular network show. It would be more like binge-watching something. So anyway, if you remember Roseanne is coming back. Will and Grace is coming back. What they're doing, it's kind of smart. I don't know if it'll work ratings-wise, But ABC announced that they were going to come back to Roseanne, and it's going to return in 2018, and they're going to do like an 8 or 10 part thing, I think. And Will and Grace, same thing. NBC is doing a limited run of it. And then Fox, of course, has reunited original cast members for revivals of The X-Files and Prison Break and, you know, whatnot. But for the Roseanne show, I guess they're getting everyone's coming back, I think. John Goodman, the daughters, the sons. So they got everybody to come back and do that. Which is, which is really, really pretty big. And back in their day, I guess in the 90s, they did pretty well. It's that what's old is new or missing, you know, with everything moving so fast in our lives, and this is my theory, that so many of us, we just long for a minute to breathe. Does that make sense? So you think about, when was it that, like, I actually had a breath where I wasn't checking the phone every 2 seconds. People weren't falling into me because they were on their phones and I wasn't hooked up 24 hours. And the answer is before, in the 90s, yeah, people weren't getting you on the cell phone. You had an answering machine. Remember, the answering machine's like antiquated. Anybody have an answering machine still hooked up or thrown in a closet somewhere? Get that sucker out, plug it in, and play your voice and figure out what you said. Can you imagine? Some of the voice, some of the systems we had, those boxes that were hooked up to your phone, and then you would let the, if you wanted to avoid somebody, if you were home, you would just, let the answering machine get it. Or you would come back and there would be all these messages, but they couldn't get you 24/7. Now, people sleep with their phones. People go to the restrooms with their phones. It's so crazy. Instead of just, can we check it every, you know, go have lunch with somebody and actually have a conversation and then check it after the lunch instead of during the lunch? Oh, I can't tell you how many times that happens. And I don't know if they've never done a study that I know of about who's worse, men or women, or maybe it's not even a gender thing. Who knows? Could be even an age thing, depending on how young or old you are, how many times you'll look at it. And then the most infuriating thing is, sadly, when you read about somebody texting or being on the phone, and then, of course, there's some kind of a car accident. I'm not the police of telling people when to put their phone down. You know, I'm not law enforcement. But I just don't understand. If you have to have a long conversation, it could be business, it could be personal, I get it. So just pull over. Usually there's places to pull over. Just pull over and handle it that way. It makes so much more sense. Why would you risk it? Oh, just for a text message, which usually it's innocuous and not important. It's not some $1 million deal. In other words, that you have to get right back to the person or they're going to go to somebody else. In fact, Jordan Spieth, who is a world-class golfer, was part of that whole AT&T campaign about letting it wait. And I just was reading something today that he is joining the list of athletes that will be depicted on a Wheaties cereal box. It'd be pretty cool if you're an athlete. When you're a kid, you see the Wheaties boxes, and now all of a sudden you're on it. He was the 2015 Masters and U.S. Open champ, and he said he's going to be on 4 million Wheaties boxes in the fall. And that it was really cool because exactly what I said. He used to walk down the aisle of the grocery store with his mom when he was dragged along, and he would always want to see who was on the front of the cereal box. And he came out in golf when he was 16 as an amateur playing in a tournament he's playing in this week. It's the Byron Nelson tournament. But I think that would be kind of cool. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's an ego thing. But to have your face on the cereal box, and he's saying 4 million, that's a lot. They run different athletes, it seems, now. not just necessarily one for a really super long time. I think at one point they used to just pick somebody and then they would run with that person. They would stick with them for a while. And I think now what they do is they do limited runs and have different athletes on at different times. But I'm glad that they're having him on. I think that's I don't know. I think that's interesting. Let's put it that way. Speaking of interesting, how about the fact that, you know, I was looking at the, they just had the New York Yankees, for fun, I'll throw this in, just had a big honor for a guy that I used to cover, Derek Jeter, number two, the shortstop for the New York Yankees. They just retired his number two, which is pretty amazing. If you think about it, because that means when the number's retired like that, nobody wears that number ever in the team. Oh, nobody does it. So while they honor Derek Jeter, they retire his number two on Sunday, an announcement that one of his good buddies, who used to be a teammate, Alex Rodriguez, is actually going to join Shark Tank, the Shark Tank cast, as a guest judge. So how about that? And of course, if you don't know what it is, this is one show that's, I think, fun to watch. It's a reality, I haven't seen it in a while, though. It's a reality program where entrepreneurs pitch their ideas or products to a cast of potential investors because they want to get funding for the project. One of the main panelists is Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. And this show is in its ninth season. So Rodriguez, who won most valuable player, he's won three most valuable player awards, in fact, and 14 All-Stars and all of that, has moved into the business world since he retired. So he's the chief executive of the A-Rod Corporation, and they decided that they were going to have him be one of these celebrities that steps in and gets to be involved in these, gets to be involved in these people pitching to the Shark Tank judges, because he'll be one of them for X amount of time, however long that is. Be interesting combination in the fall with him and Mark Cuban. I kind of like that show if the products are interesting. Be kind of nerve-wracking when it's to do that pitch. Boy, and you have to really have it sewed up. They won't even touch you unless really know what you're talking about in all aspects, profit margins, all of that. Forbes up next here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And we're continuing our conversation with Ruth Hedges. She is the CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention. Check it out in October 23rd and 24th in Las Vegas. Ruth, we were talking about crowdfunding and, frankly, some of the nonsense that has gone on to try to fight to even allow people to invest in crowdfunding, right?
Well, you know what? You want to hear something really amazing? More people go bankrupt from medical issues than everything that causes bankruptcy combined. Wow. So maybe they should care more about that than they do about investing in a startup where we know it's risky. Everyone knows startups are risky. But if you lose your money, you're at least helping to create jobs
yes.
on the front end.
And wealth.
And wealth. And maybe if you do happen to luck out and get a great exit, that's wonderful. But you might just also be helping to bring things to your city and town. Mm. For example, maybe you need some more nursing homes or assisted living or daycares. Well, right now, people in the past would have to go to a bank.
Right.
And the banker would decide, we don't think you need a new assisted living facility in your town, so we're not going to bankroll you. Well, today, you don't need the banker anymore. You can go straight to the crowd, and you can sell, and we can all own our own bedroom that
right.
we're going to end up retiring in someday.
Right, right. Wow, it's fascinating when we talk about some of the products and some of what people are looking for as far as getting crowdfunding. Is it the sky's the limit? You talked about the paperwork has to be right, the pitch has to be right, basically. I'm going to call it that, the P&P. Do you see a trend somewhere that there's an interest in funding XYZ? You know?
Well, I mean, on the reward platforms, games are a big one. we had a company last year at the Global Crowdfunding Convention called Exploding Kittens. And it was a card game, like a deck of cards.
I know it.
Do you know Exploding
yes.
Kittens? So they sat on our stage and talked about how they were trying to raise, I don't know, $100,000. And they raised $8 million.
That was a good trip.
Huge.
That was, it was unbelievable. They had 218,000 backers, twice as large as the next closest
wow.
campaign in the history of crowdfunding. No wow. one had ever come close to.
Wow.
She said that their the PayPal account, you know how you get when people
yes.
buy it.
Ding,
she said
ding,
it was blowing ding,
ding,
ding, ding, ding, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Wow.
All right, listen, we're talking with Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. I want to hear about the convention before we talk about that.
Okay.
Because I want to know, you know, who should go, when it is,
yeah.
how you get to, I mean, all that, because I know a lot of our listeners are, their ears are perked up now. They've got some exploding kittens they want
right.
to bring of their own.
Right.
But I have heard a rumor that you have had some influence over Congress's passing of this law.
Yes.
Tell us, give us the
yes.
background.
So,
and you can gloat as much as you want.
Okay. So during the height of the recession in 2008, I got together with a group of people, and we were so frustrated in this problem about accessing capital because the banks, the VCs, and the angels had completely stopped. There was no money moving anywhere.
Right.
And we said, well, it's going to take an act of Congress because there's an 80-year-old, which people joke about all
yeah,
the
well,
time.
I was going to say, you were kidding, right?
Right. Right. But we realized, no, we really would. There was an 80-year-old securities law that prevented, and it started when that little old lady in the middle
yeah.
of some podunk
was
town
actually during
in the
Depression?
1920s,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
and the guy would drive up with the elixir in a truck
yes.
and try and sell
right.
her bogus stock
right.
certificate. So it made sense then. It doesn't make sense today.
Right.
It
right.
never did. So we went to Congress with a bill we wrote. It was called originally called the Startup Exemption. And we worked on this bill. We took it to the House. Senator Congressman McHenry, Patrick McHenry, was the first person who really started to get excited about it and help us. And then it just started to take off. It took us 17 months. We had
you guys were fast.
It was really fast. It really was.
17 months.
Only Donald Trump is faster.
Right,
than
right, right.
We think. We'll find out.
We got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce got involved. Steve Case from AOL got involved.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it just it made sense to everybody. And we were just lucky because the next year, so President Obama signed it into law on April 5th, 2012. And that year is when I started this convention because I realized we needed to,
yeah.
you know, start to train people. I mean, not just the people using it, but the professionals. No lawyer in this country knew anything about it. No CPA knew anything about it. No marketing person knew anything.
Right.
And it was critical that they all learned this,
yes.
too. Then we needed, obviously, all the entrepreneurs, the innovators, yeah. to want to know the infrastructure
mm-hmm.
to use
human
it.
Infrastructure.
Right. So after it was signed into law, there was an event called Champions of Change at the White House, and I was invited. They honored all of us for doing this work. And then last year, the rules came out. So the SEC took 3.5 years to write the rules. We gave them 22 pages. They came back with 650 pages of rules.
Wow.
Which was completely
Is the other word for that job security for them?
Right, exactly. Job security.
And so last year on May 16th, I was on Capitol Hill being honored for my work with this, but also to showcase what the industry had done to Congress, to members of the White House, the World Bank were there, and all of us that are technology developers, which I am, we got to showcase some of the things that we built. And one of the things is this product is called Crowdfunding CRM, and it's actually the tool that walks you through the process of creating that campaign. Every single missing
piece. So it's a wizard.
It's a virtual vault with an e-book kind of, you know, walk step by step, and lets you store everything together. The press release, the tweets, the social posts, the video, everything is there. So when you go to the equity platform, the Kickstarter, or the GoFundMe, what any kind of crowdfunding, you are ready to launch, and you're not forgetting anything.
Yes.
How did you start this? What drew you to this?
I've been half of my life in the software business, and I was writing business plans. We built this product for business plan writing, and nobody could use it during the recession because nobody needed a business plan anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute, kids. I didn't work this hard to, like, roll over on this story. What do you mean nobody needs? Well, there's no funding out there.
Right.
So I said, well, then let's go solve that problem. Then I can go back to the business plan.
And that changed your life.
Yeah, it changed my life because I'm not even doing
business
plans.
You're not even in the business plan business anymore.
No.
You're onto a better business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It's really exciting.
What a story.
Yeah, what a story.
Congratulations.
Here's a question for you. What keeps you up at night? We ask everyone that.
What keeps me up at night? Besides global warming. you know, I'll tell you what really bothers me. I see so many brilliant people who never get a chance to see their piece of the American dream because they can't get access to capital. And we are living in the wealthiest country in the world. Well, there is more money in this country than most countries combined. And we are have so many rules and regulations and gatekeepers that keep us from actually helping each other. I mean, this organization is obviously a perfect example of women, successful women who started, they were a startup. All of these people in this room were a startup at some point.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I talk with colleges and universities, tech transfer offices. Do you know there are piles and piles of business plans of innovators who graduated 20 years ago with some brilliant, there could be a cure for cancer sitting in one of those tech transfer offices.
Wow. Yes.
If crowdfunding had been around then, they could have just gone to the crowd, and who wouldn't want to back one of these smart kids, you know?
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
All right, her name is Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. We have to let you give some details on that because Kate, you and I are going. I mean, we're going.
So
if you want to meet us, you can get there. If you want to meet Ruth, get there. So tell us the dates and you know, the other information.
So it's October 23rd and 24th. It's at Planet Hollywood.
Awesome.
This is our sixth year doing it. It's right in the middle of the strip across from Bellagio. It's a fantastic location. Microsoft is our lead sponsor this year. We're extremely excited about that. And we have an opportunity for everybody at this convention. We immerse professionals in an in-depth kind of workshop masterclass of all of the regulatory stuff, the marketing people, all of so they can walk away really understanding how to do this and expand the industry for us.
Yes.
We also have live crowdfunding. So if you're a startup and you want to bring your laptop and have a little booth like this.
Oh, I love that.
We had 65 companies last year in our expo.
Yes.
We had over 110 companies in our expo last year doing, and half of them were live crowdfunding.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
That's fantastic.
And then the vendor, you know, Indiegogo was a sponsor last year. So we have, you know, the platforms are there.
Of course.
The securities lawyers are there, the, you know, that are our sponsors and, you know. And then we do this thing called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million? And it's a game show on the main stage.
Has Regis Philbin ever been a contestant?
No. But it's a game where after they've been through the sessions, we want to test them.
Yes.
So we call people up from the audience and we actually give them, we have the millionaire music, the same music, and we have all the graphics, and we do like a little pretend version, but it's called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I love that.
And then if they have to see, we want to see how much they remembered of the convention stuff. And we actually give them cash for winning different levels. And the phone a friend is me. I'm in the back.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's just so much fun. And then we have the crowdfunding awards, where we give different campaigners and different people who've helped the industry, and we have an after party in the London Club.
Wow.
And it's just a fun. It's Vegas. I mean, we, you know, it's a party
it's
all
awesome.
The time.
Ruth Hedges, I want to say I am so thrilled you came to talk
to us. I am too.
And I hope we can reach out to you.
Anytime. Absolutely. I'd be thrilled.
This was great. I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as we did.
You are a national treasure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if the president said that to you, but I'm saying it to you for him.
Thank you.
You are a national treasure. You have done things for the business community, the startup community, for people who have ever wanted to start a company, ever wanted to invest. You have knocked down those walls. Thank you for that.
So check her out, Ruth Hedges, and it's Global Crowdfunding Convention. You want to go there.
Yeah, it's thegccworld.com.
Yeah.
So that's Global Crowdfunding Convention, thegccworld.com. Come see us there. We'll be there.
Yeah, love it. We'll see you again on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Segment of the show, and I am overwhelmed by the amount of emails that we've gotten, so let's dive into it.
You have mail, mistress.
How about this? This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I'm so tired of this whole Trump saga. It just seems like since he's been in office, I don't really have an opinion about Trump, to be honest. He's the president, so I say we got to support the president. But every day, it's like we're like TMZ or Star Magazine. It's craziness. Do you think it'll ever calm down? I love that question because I have no way to know that. But do I think it'll ever calm down? If I was going to take a stab at it, I would say no. Because of the era we're in, because of, again, the politics, the back and forth, how polarizing it is, and because of the controversies. Every day there's a different controversy. And I was one of those people, and I said it, about let's get something different. I said this a long time ago. I was all for the third party. Let's have somebody who's a business person who has massive business acumen and connections, and what would that look like? And here's the other part of that, though. When you have somebody who comes in who has no political expertise, no political background, well, there's the yin and the yang of that. So there's the really good stuff that you get somebody who's not a creature of Washington. But then the other part of that is how much do you step into when you're a business person versus a politician? Because they are completely different in some ways. That's just how it is. Because of the rules and regulations and what you, the landmines that you can step into. Not on purpose necessarily. It can be that you step into them because you have, you just don't have any clue about that. Because in business, it's different. So it is yin and yang. It is absolutely that. All right, let's move to this one from Mac, who says, Kate Cosby, wow. This whole thing with his trial, I was just reading about it, you know, that they're coming up on the trial. You have to think where there's smoke, there's fire. I think he was a great entertainer, but was ridiculous to hear about all these situations with women. I don't think you can wave your hand and say, oh, that's just nonsense and people were trying to get money from him. No, I don't think so. I think there is absolutely something there, and probably no man, no woman, anybody listening to me, listening to this email, if you read it on the air, would go against that unless they're just not paying attention. I'm really curious as to what the defense will be. I was reading that what might be part of it is that there will be something about racism. Do you think that's going to be a factor? Because apparently Bill Cosby says that's a factor. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What you're talking about is this came out that the whole narrative has been that he's this sexual predator. And what he said, he did an interview with Michael Smirkanish. And in that interview, there was a clip of his daughter saying, I strongly believe my father is innocent of the crimes alleged against him, and I believe that racism has played a big role in all aspects of this scandal. Smirkanish spoke to Cosby for the first time in, I don't know, a couple of years. He even tweeted it out. And Cosby just said, could be, I can't say anything, but there are certain things that I look at and apply to the situation. There are so many tentacles. So we'll see. This trial, I think, with him will be interesting. And he's pled not guilty to all the charges. The one case involves an employee from Temple University who was the first of dozens of people who have accused him of the sexual misconduct. Her name's Andrea Constand. So I don't know. The claims are, and she claimed this, that she was drugged and sexually assaulted. So he did admit back a year after, 2004 is when that happened, he admitted a year later to sexual contact with her, but said it was consensual. So, you know, again, this is a huge trial. It'll be heavily covered. And that may be something that comes out in the trial for the defense, because they're going to have something. You know, it's all about the evidence and the defense and what the jury thinks, of course. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Chris. Kate, wow, cyber attacks. I listened to you talk about that the other day, and I, too, have been the victim as far as an individual email attack, and it's the worst, isn't it? I heard you talk about Robert Siciliano calling you and jumping on that right away to help you out, and it is just awful when you get locked out of your email. Imagine if it's even bigger and these companies are telling people not to come into work, and what do you do? How do you stop, you know, how do you stop these attacks? And then the fact that they're ransoming, the ransomware is just absolutely crazy, and nobody wants that, because you've got to, what do you do? Do you have to pay it to get back to work? And the answer is, in some cases, and people have paid because they have to do it, because they have to get back to work, but then don't they have the keys to your kingdom, so to speak? Yeah, it's, I think it's just awful. I do. I think it's terrible. Just, again, bottom feeders. Just bottom feeders. The worst. All right, how about this? This is a follow-up. This one is from Hal, who says, I heard your interview, and even you redid it a couple of days ago, and I thought that was brilliant timing on your part, about the cheerleaders, the Raiderettes, and what happened to them, and about the money that they were paid, and what they were really owed. And did you see that there was a settlement? Yeah, there was a couple of members of the Oakland Raiders cheerleading squad that got a payment Wednesday of combined $1.25 million. It was granted to them in a 2014. It shows you how long it takes. It was granted to them in a 2014 settlement of their lawsuit. So about 100 cheerleaders who worked for the Raiders were awarded. Are you listening to this, Grim? In the settlement, in the suit, they were awarded that money. The women alleged that their failure to they failed to pay their cheerleading squad minimum wage for the hours they worked, didn't pay overtime, didn't reimburse them for thousands of dollars that happened in expenses from 2010 to 2014. So how about that? And at the time, the team also introduced a slew of monetary charges, including compensation hike and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is it is crazy that, you know, they're all part of this whole game day experience. And you think of the kind of money these teams make, and they shouldn't. Why wouldn't they be paid a decent wage anyway? Even if it's just for that one day, it's all the practice and everything else that goes into it. It doesn't have to be a ridiculous amount, but geez, something that is it's not minimum wage, to, especially with their expectations. But see, they figure, well, no one's going to, they want to do this. And then there's always that excuse of the exposure. That is the worst line ever. It's just exposure. Yeah. Who's going to bank on the exposure? Come on. Give me a break. All right. Let's move on to Gray's comment. Kate, what's going on at the gas pumps? Have you noticed that gas has been a lot cheaper in my neighborhood? I actually got it the other day for $2.07. How about that? Yeah, OPEC is trying to get rid of its product, right? They have this increased production because they're trying to keep prices between $50 and $60 a barrel. OPEC and some allied producers agreed in November to slash production to rid the global markets of the excess supply. So it looked like it was working. And prices actually kind of drifted up, and now it's going in the opposite direction. They're fighting for their market share, and they weren't used to that. That started happening a couple of years ago. And so currently, you know, you see, I always say you can tell what's going on by looking at the price of a barrel and where the price of a barrel is. And it's interesting to see the way that's traversed in a couple of different directions. And here's one from Pat, who says, I know you did a thing on Picasso paintings once, and I wondered if you saw the Picasso painting that was stolen by the Nazis and how much it sold for. Yeah, you're talking about, this just happened the other day. This painting, I hope I'm saying this right, Femme Assise Robe Bleue. And it was from 1939, Pablo Picasso. It sold for over $5 million at Christie's auction in New York. And it's a painting of Dora Maar, a photographer, painter, one of Picasso's girlfriends. And it was created on his birthday, I guess, in 1939. And during the German occupation of France, the Nazis had it. They stole it. And it's, you know, here it is. It's one of those pieces of artwork that was recovered, and it's one of his earliest paintings. One of his earliest paintings. So how wild. $45 million. Wow. All right, thanks to all of you for sending me your emails, your thoughts. You can always do that at americatonight.net, and to the rest of you for listening to this version of ATN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.